Heavenly Father, we're so grateful to be here this morning to sing these songs of praise to you and worship you. And Father, we're so grateful for this year that you gave us. And Father, we were so blessed and we're just grateful for that. And as we enter this new year, Father, we pray that we will strive to be better Christians than we were this past year. Father, we're mindful of the ones that are sick and hurting. And Father, we say a special prayer for those that are having surgery. So Wallace Buchanan, Father, we pray that his surgery will be successful. And we just thank you so much for the healing that you do. We're grateful that Jason Spencer is better than he was. And Father, we pray that he'll continue to get stronger and improve. And Father, we just thank you so much for all this healing that you do. Father, we pray for this congregation. We pray that we'll grow in spirit as well as numbers this coming next year. And Father, we pray that you continue to bless each person here. Father, we do fall short sometimes, and we're grateful that we can come to you and ask for your forgiveness. And we do that, and we should do it every day, Father, and we just thank you for that opportunity.
Amen.
Pray that you'll be with us and keep us safe, and pray for those that may be traveling. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Preparation for the Lord's Supper, return number 634. When my love to Christ grows weak, when for deeper faith I see, then in God I go to thee, Garden of Gethsemane. There I walk amid the shade, while the lingering twilight fades. See that suffering friendless one, weeping, praying there alone. When my love, poor man, grows weak, when for stronger faith I seek, then in Calvary I go to thy scenes of fear and woe. There behold his agony suffered on the bitter tree. See his anguish, see his pain, love triumphant still in death. Then to life I turn again, learning all the worth of pain, learning all the might that lies in a full self-sacrifice.
For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come.
Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, this is my constant longing and prayer. Gladly I'll forfeit all of earth's treasure
Year is just kind of zipped by for me. I'm sure it may have zipped by for you. All the activities of it have been busy and good, they tell us, and that's why time goes by so fast, because we're so busy. And that being the case, it was a busy year in regard to this way of life and time for us. Today I have chosen a particular topic that will be of help to us in regard to tomorrow and the future of time. And that's the word new. A new year is coming up. A new year. The idea of the old being past. Some people will stay up till midnight and beyond to bring in the new year. And that's their habits and that's their ways. There was a time in my life when we did that sort of thing too. And we had a big time. Now then we bring it in maybe at 2 o'clock in the morning when we wake up. And remember that it's a new year here today, this time. In the book of Judges, if you'll notice there in chapter 5, you'll notice that Deborah is now in charge of a situation among the judges. And it is said regarding Deborah and her work and activity going on that the people chose a new set of gods to rule over them. They did not recognize the God of heaven that had delivered them from the land of Egypt, and the place in which they now were living was protected to them by God. They did not realize that God was there and a part of things as He was. They chose new gods. Idolatrous practices would be involved in their daily walk of life. And sad it would be the case that they would follow that way. Do we find ourselves forgetting about the God of heaven, the God of our worship in spirit and in truth, and choose other gods to direct our daily walk of life?
Some people say that in regard to this matter, it's a matter of the money that we have and the kind of income that we have, and that that becomes a guide to rule the ways of life that we choose to go. But if we find ourselves doing that, we're going in the wrong place. The people of Habakkuk's day, you remember, were people who recognized the need to put their money in a bag full of holes. He tells them that that's what they've done when they trusted in themselves and their way. They put their money in a bag full of holes. Indeed, they did. The idea about newness should not be the new gods of the world or new ideas in mind, but should be the ideas of God Himself. In the writing of Paul, writing of Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 1, at verse 9 and also at verse 10, he says in regard to there's nothing new under the sun. The idea of life and breath and sunshine and darkness and the work that we have to do and activities we do in the field, they're common. And Solomon looked at that and said, there's just nothing new under the sun. But there was a new day coming. Isaiah speaks regarding this lady who would bear a son, Emmanuel, God with us, and how that Jesus would come and be God with us. It would be a new way of life. He came and ordered a new spirit of teaching, a new spirit of work. And as a result of that, the people themselves found themselves as members of His body and enjoying a relationship with Him that they had not had before. When we talk about this way of life, we're talking about a way that is good and it is a way that is godly. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, it is said all things were made new by Him. Notice that it says before that, that we find ourselves being delivered out of darkness and delivered out of sinful ways and delivered out of wrongdoing, and that we now are made new in Christ. We become new creatures in the Lord. And as a result of that, we live a new walk of life. We can make a change when we follow the teachings of Jesus in our lives. We make a change in regard to worship, because our worship will not be in a habitual form. It will not be in just a habit. It will not, as we mentioned in class this morning, it will not be just a habit on our part. Neither will it be just a rewarding experience for us. We find ourselves rewarded all right and experienced, but this experience is brought to us by the Lord, not by ourselves. If we find ourselves enjoying a glory of worship because it is our liking of the sound, our liking of the melody, our liking of the choice of the song. And by the way, the idea of thanking God for many things, we got to thank God for the variety of songs that we get to sing in worship in the congregation here. Sunday mornings and Sunday nights and Wednesday nights, we have a variety, a mixture of songs. The songs that emphasize the place of God, the songs that emphasize the needs of man, the songs that emphasize the place of the blood of Christ. Those songs over and over again are rehearsed to us and sung to us, and we're led in them, and we sing them together with relish and enjoyment of the difference in the type of songs that are led to us. What a wonderful blessing it is. And it's a blessing because Christ Jesus has made us new creatures in Him, and we find a way of life that is good and godly. In the book of Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 9, he talks about those kind of things that are a part of life. And in Colossians 3 and verses 9 and 10, we see the difference with past and of the new way of life. Listen to what he said here. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Notice that as we come into Christ, we have put away an old way of life, an old way of practice. That old way of practice we ought to evaluate. We ought to look back and say it was not worthy to be followed that way. The words I was saying, the deeds I was doing, the plans I was making, those things were not really proper for me. I now am in Christ and I have a new way to look at things. It is lie not one to another. I'm not telling falsehoods in order to get through this life. I'm telling truth in order to get through this life. I'm being patient with people, not saying anything at all to get through this life. I'm choosing a way in which is different. So it is different that we walk in this way. We have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. We're renewed in knowledge. We have a renewal of information that's come to us. Because of the teaching of the Lord and His way and His New Testament, these 27 books remind us of the ways of life, of God's way and God's will. When we read the Old Testament of time of the 39 books, we're reading of the coming of the Lord, the coming of the Christ, the coming of the right way. When we read the New Testament, we read that He has come. And we read of the beginning of the church, we begin the membership of the church, and how the people here were put away those lies and things that they lived by formerly. And now then they put on Christ and have put on the new man, and they find themselves putting off the old man with his deeds. They are renewed in spirit, renewed in knowledge, and renewed in the way that they work. Now created in Him. When you and I were baptized in Christ, there was a new creature created. There was a new way of life that was done. We were buried with Him in the waters of baptism in keeping with His Word. As a result of that, we found ourselves being raised to walk a new way of life. That new way of life is the renewed knowledge that we have of Him. We see the compassion that Jesus had. We see the forgiveness that Jesus had. We see the worship that Jesus talked about. We're talking about that way of life I'm going to practice. I'm going to do that way of life. Our Lord Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God," in Matthew 6:33. That's what I'm now going to do. He told me to worship God in spirit and in truth, John 4:24. That's now what I'm going to do. I find myself with Jesus looking at the Lord's Supper in a different way. It's not just the bread and not just through the vine. It is reference to His body and to His blood. A continual reminder that what He did upon the cross for me was to make me new in thinking about Him. So we think about the Savior and the way of life that He followed. It continues on to say in verse number 16 of Colossians 3, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Even our worship time and singing is to be done with more than just the sound of the song, more than just the words used in a song. Those words are to make us reflect upon where we are and who we are and whose we belong to. We belong to Him. And as a result of that, we find ourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. Singing with that meritorious favor. We have been blessed of the Lord as a result of that way of life. It's not going to be that this way of life is the only way in which we live and do. In Revelation 21 and down at verse 5, it is said by Jesus Himself, "I will make all things new." The things that we're headed for in the future, of our living life here and being passed away, and if that day comes before the Lord Himself arrives, we find ourselves nevertheless going to the place that is new. A new place and a new way and a new way to enjoy. A new relationship with Him. It'll beat a new year by a long shot. It'll beat this earthly life by a long shot. Because here we are in this life, there will be aging process goes on. This new year will bring about a new number as to our ages of life, our general feelings of life. There will be people who say, "I used to have no problem with run and jump. I have a problem with walking and much of anything else nowadays." But they change in life. People change. And as we do change, we look forward to another place, another home, another body, another way of life. And thus the new year becomes an old habit with us. If we find ourselves doing that old habit of life, what does about that new body of life, that new knowledge that we have in Him, and that new singing in grace with our grace, hearts with grace to the Lord? What happens to that? Do we leave that aside? Do we forget about that? Do we find ourselves not pleasing to God in that way? Or do we find ourselves really complimenting God for the wonderful newness of life that He's provided and enjoying that way of life as we go forth in this world in which we live? Becoming a new creature in Him can be yours today, an opportunity to think about the way that we have a relationship with God and a relationship to the way that is right and righteous and good. Think about the relationship to God today, and as we do that, think about where we are standing in this relationship with Him. This song that we're fixing to sing, an encouragement song, will remind us of who we are and to whom we belong and what will happen in our daily walk of life that's new. This will begin a new year, but it can begin a new way of me in life as well. Won't you come to Jesus and become new as we stand and as we sing together?
Salvation tomorrow may be too late. There's danger and death in delaying. What soil the saving grace? It's up in the cross He has given. Oh, come while yet you may. He's irresistibly obeyed to delay. Tomorrow may be too late. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. The home of good heaven is waiting. Oh, make the summer today. Repent and confess and be baptized. There is no other way.
Thank you all for being here this day and for weathering the outside. That makes the rain jacket a real joy to have, and a hat on to real way for me to wear and enjoy. God bless you in every way. Invite others to come and be with us as we approach this new year. There are a lot of changes that can be made, a lot of people decisions making to be done. And next week we'll start out with our reference to specific and generic authority. How we are different in the body of Christ than we should be, and if we're not, we have no real right to exist if we do not recognize the difference in specific and generic authority in the Bible. God bless you.
Turn to number 578. After this song, Brother James, lead us in a word of prayer.
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal our souls, dear Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about. Till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No.